I'm going to read a verse that God used to convict me, to change my way of thinking. First, I'm going to read 11 verses in Proverbs. And in 10 of these verses, there's a common word. See if you can pick it out. Like snow in summer and like rain in harvest, so honor is not fitting for a fool. Like a sparrow in its flitting, like a swallow in its flying, so a curse without cause does not alight. A whip is for the horse, a bridle for the donkey, and a rod for the back of fools. Do not answer a fool according to his folly, or you will also be like him. Answer a fool as his folly deserves, that he not be wise in his own eyes. He cuts off his own feet and drinks violence, who sends a message by the hand of a fool. Like the legs which are useless to the lame, so is a proverb in the mouth of fools. Like one who binds a stone in a sling, so is he who gives honor to a fool. Like a thorn which falls into the hand of a drunkard, so is a proverb in the mouth of fools. Like an archer who wounds everyone, so is he who hires a fool or hires those who pass by. Like a dog that returns to its vomit is a fool who repeats his folly. So what's the common word in all these? It is, of course, fool. According to Proverbs, what's the worst person to be on earth? To be a fool. Basically, in Proverbs, that's lowering down to being the scum of the earth if you're a fool. It's actually a theme of Proverbs, being a fool versus being wise. That's about the central theme. But these 11 verses aren't the passage that convicted me. They only set the stage for the next verse. I read the first 11 verses in this chapter, and now I'll read verse 12. I'll just read it twice. Do you see a man who is wise in his own eyes? There's more hope for a fool than for him. Again, do you see a man who is wise in his own eyes? There's more hope for a fool than for him. We try to know the Bible as well as we can, and we also try to explain the Trinity as well as we can. What God said to me in this verse is that there is a mystery in who he is. The Bible is clear in what we need to know, but we don't know everything about God. And if you think you can explain the whole Bible, just be careful. Let us pray. Father, guide us in our worship, in our daily life, especially in our thinking of you and of ourselves, as to who we are and what we know and our pride in our lives. Guide us to be humble, to know that in the end we are just man and you are God. Amen.